Bass Dealers.
This is BTK.
We are Noisy Up.
You're listening to
Hard Bass Dealers
Radio Show.
Ringer off the TV.
Till first blood be the first to set it off.
Hard Bass Dealers, your weekly drum and bass radio show.
We recommend you listen to this at a high bass level.
Hard Bass Dealers, 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 dealers.
Hi, this is Groom.
This is the Kennis.
Yeah, we run that. Drop roll on the track for the comeback. Get it like
Hard Bass Dealers.
Hi, this is Volkanski.
This is Gremlins.
What's up? This is Paul Inside Info. If you want some hard bass, you listen to Hard Bass Dealers.
Stay tuned to 99FM or aircv-lil.com. Begins right now.
You're listening to Hard Bass Dealers radio show on RCV 99FM or hardbassdealers.com. And tonight we're gonna spend 1 hour with Ali Cat from Kokeshi Recordings. And we begin with this favorite track.
This is Los Angeles.
It is Lemon D. This is LA.
I wanted to go back a little bit further into like older D&B for your show. And I think like it's just a classic Metalheads tune. And again, it's one of those tunes that if you, when you hear the intro, and especially if you hear somebody playing that in a club and you hear it coming into the mix with the kind of gangstery, synthy sound coming in, like, and you know the tune, it just, again, it's going to get the party totally pumping and everyone's going to start going mental and stuff. And for me, that's sort of era of like 95, 96. I mean, going back to 1993, I was into some of the stuff, but later on, but sort of 95, 96, 97, that's when I really got into drum and bass. But yeah, that is one of my all-time fave drum and bass tracks.
This is Los Angeles.
Born down there and sort of moved to Northern California when I was a little bit older as a kid. And then I ended up in San Francisco when I went to like go to university. And yeah, it was just sort of in the early 90s, kind of got a little bit brought into the whole rave scene, and drum and bass wasn't really existing, at least in my world yet. You know, it was just, I don't even know really what it was, just I guess techno or so I had like a little taste of raving in the early 90s, but it kind of in the mid-90s when I was more settled there, there was just this whole scene coming together. There was like the whole trip-hop scene, there was acid jazz, there was a lot of cool stuff going on like with hip-hop, like DJ Shadow and The Far Side and just all kinds of stuff like from sort of California, I guess. And drum and bass was kind of coming in. It filtered over to California at that point, and if, you know, and it was being played on the radio, and there was like, you know, clubs popping up and a lot of underground parties. And once I kind of like heard it and found out what this was, in about, I think it was in 1997, I kind of thought like I wanted to try to DJ and like maybe just at home, not to like show off or do any, you know, try and do anything like in front of people, but just for myself. I just wanted to try mixing. Kind of started doing some little things, like me and some guys started a little party, and then I kind of linked up with some girls that were doing parties. And yeah, I just slowly got kind of forced myself basically to go out and DJ and clubs and stuff, and tried to do my own thing. But I was really, really nervous. Like, I had really bad stage fright at that time, so that was a real struggle for me. But I really wanted to DJ, like, not in front of people necessarily. I just loved mixing, basically. So I just forced myself to sort of get over that nervousness and just kind of get on with it, basically. At the time, and tried to work on some tracks and stuff, and it was okay. We didn't really, you know, it wasn't like the best production duo ever, but we had like this one track called Payload that came out, and then we had Conflict remix it. And at the time, Conflict were like the sort of really cool up and coming, you know, Renegade Hardware producers and stuff. So by the time that came out, there was quite like a buzz about it, and it really helped with the label we were doing at the time. And sort of over the like the next few years, I had a few things here and there with like a couple guys that I work with on the label come out. I signed like a track to Offshore a few years ago, which is like one of my favorite B&B labels, so that was quite cool for me. And then once that came out, that kind of inspired me to do more producing, because I saw, oh, actually, like, somebody likes that, and, you know, I'm having fun with it.
Yeah, we're here to talk about Kokeshi tonight. Kokeshi is your label. Can you talk about a bit about this?
Yeah, I mean, I, again, going back to the producing, like, when I had this Offshore track come out a couple years ago, that kind of inspired me to do more, and then I thought, oh, I'm just going to, you know, have my own label and release my own tracks and this and that. But then quickly after I sort of got that idea, I got all these other ideas to do different things with the label. And, you know, I knew I wanted it to have this Japanese angle to it, which is what Kokeshi is. It's a Japanese doll, because I love Japan and I love like the street style in Japan. And that's like my number one dream. I really want to go to Japan. So, and then when I, 3 years ago, like Lung sent me some tunes, which I really liked. And, you know, some of the other guys that I'm working with, you know, I came across them online as well. And I realized like these tracks all fit really nicely together. And I just had more of a vision of what I wanted to do with the label. So that's why, like, you know, I started with Lung, and you know, he did this really big track, Afterlife, and then everything kind of grew from there, really. I really hope like people recognize him because he's so talented, you know, and he's not the type of person to be in your face like, oh, check me out. But I mean, his music, if you sit down and listen to the album, I've listened to this like hundreds of times and I still, you know, I just really like it. I think, you know, I hope that he gets a bit more recognition for what he's doing. And yeah, and that track, Bulb, did the first tune I did release from Bulb, Tenderness, is I just think it's an amazing track. And
yeah, it is.
He's just done another track for me on the compilation CD that just came out, which is like a little bit more kind of future garagey kind of vibes. But yeah, I think he's pretty brilliant at kind of doing different styles. He's managed to sort of do the drum and bass thing, and now he's trying other sounds as well, and I'm quite impressed with what he's doing so far.
You're pushing new talents, but you also have established artists in the label. You have Cryptic Minds, you have Caliber, you have Black Sun Empire as well.
Yeah, I really wanted to... I think getting the remixes from Cryptic Minds and Caliber, you know, that just helped to get a little bit more... get the name out there a bit more, and I thought, like, at the time, Cryptic Minds, like, the remix they did for me is like, it's just like the next level, because the original track is so good that they just took it to the next level, and I'm totally impressed with what they did with it. And, you know, and then I've got like a couple guys that are totally new as well that people probably don't know, like Fox Mouse. He's quite unknown. And Odyssea is quite unknown. But Irrelevance already pretty much finished his second album.
Excellent.
So that's going to be, you know, we're just talking about that now and when what we're going to do. I've got like a few sort of more dancey kind of 12-inch singles I want to put out as well in the next few months. But it's not 100%, so I don't want to say who it is yet. And then also I'm doing some of like music myself under a different name. So I want to do an EP as well within the next few months as well of my own music. So that's the
Excellent.
Plan at the moment. So quite a few things planning.
Now let's listen to Ali Kat's mix, which begins with her other favorite track. It is Depeche Mode with Tripped in a live version.
They're my favorite band ever, probably. And I think that tune's really cool because, like you said, it's like a cool intro track. The sounds they use, I don't like to use the term industrial, but it is industrial because like they're using sounds from like outside, like they're, you know, like smashing pipes, and they're, you know, using sounds from nature or from the city or whatever, and they're recording them into their tracks and stuff, and then they're programming them into synths and everything and using them in their live show. And I think at the time when I heard this, I still think it sounds futuristic, but even at the time, you know, I thought it was, it sounded super futuristic, and for me that's kind of like one of my introductions into electronic music is through stuff like Depeche Mode and New Order.
Into the trees, we'll lay on the grass and let the air pass. Take my hand, come back to the land. Let's get away just for one day. Let me see you stripped down to the we
from Kokeshi, and you're listening to Hard Bass Dealers.
Steelers, your weekly drum and bass radio show.
Wow. trying to do his thing. Next level. You wanna fuck him up? Understand? It's only like you blood. I like you. Why can't you make money?
We recommend you listen to this at a high bass level. Hard Bass Dealers Radio Show every Thursday at midnight on IRCV 99 FM.
Hard bass dealers. We'll be right back. We are noisy up.
Hi, this is Goo.
This is 187.
This is the Chemist.
Yo, this is Oko.
This is John Rodek.
Hi, this is Volkanski.
This is Gremlins.
It's Jenna G.
For hard bass dealers.
With RCV 99 FM.
Don't wanna live.
Cat for Hard Bass Dealers. Thanks to everyone for listening live or downloading the podcast. And don't forget to check our website hardbassdealers.com for the latest news and the next guest coming in Hard Bass Dealers. Good night.
The straight lines, the wrong lines, the space lines.